Hello and welcome to the final day of RISE, a 5-day challenge to help you raise your confidence by transforming your inner critic into your inner champion so you have the courage to live your dream life. The final empowerment exercise of this challenge is the selfie scale, and you'll already be familiar with this activity as you originally completed it on day one of the challenge. Just to remind you, this activity is designed to give you a conscious understanding of where you are in regards to particular aspects of yourself, such as self-confidence, self-belief, self-worth, and so on. So the purpose in repeating this exercise is so that you have a before and after to give you direct comparison. This will help you to gain a conscious understanding of the transformational achievements, as well as provide visible evidence to validate your commitment and efforts. This audio accompanies the selfie scale exercise in your day 5 guidebook, so it's imperative that you listen to the guided meditation to ensure that you're answering now from the soulful self rather than from the shadow or ego mind. And so in a moment we're going to begin with a guided meditation to assist in this process. But first, I'd like you to find somewhere that you won't be disturbed for the next 20 minutes or so. Get everything you need to feel relaxed, such as a pillow or blanket maybe, or even a glass of water. Ensure that you have your guidebook and a pen at hand as you'll be filling in the table as we go along. And for the exercise, I recommend being in a seated position rather than lying down, as you'll need to be conscious throughout the process and don't want to fall asleep. Okay, so let's begin. So closing your eyes now and allowing your eyelids to feel heavy. Removing all outward visual distractions so that you can turn your vision inward. Temporarily closing out the outer world to focus on your inner reality. Allowing your eyelids to feel heavy and relaxed. Giving yourself permission to filter out all noise and distractions from your conscious awareness, so that your awareness is centered around the sound of my voice and that of your own experience. Gently turning your attention now to your breath, ideally inhaling in through the nose and out through the mouth. Allowing your breath to find its own rhythm, its own pace, its own flow. Maybe engaging your diaphragm now so that you can softly deepen your breath. Continuing to inhale through the nose and exhale through the nostrils. Breathing slowly and deeply into your abdomen. Witnessing as your ribcage expands in all directions. Feeling your belly rise as you inhale and fall as you exhale. Breathing in slowly and deeply. Breathing out slowly and completely. Consciously breathing in life-giving air which nourishes you. And breathing out all that no longer serves you, any tension or residual energies. and to notice how your mind and body becomes increasingly relaxed with each and every breath. Notice how you're able to surrender to your breath. Surrender to the moment. Allowing yourself to be fully present with your breath. Fully present with your body, your thoughts and feelings. Fully present in this moment of stillness. As you create space and time for your self-healing, self-expansion and soul mastery. Now that you're fully relaxed, I invite you to guide your awareness to your heart. Be at your heart. Take a deep breath in and let go. Connecting now to the diamond light that is present within your heart. And as you do so, this pure light activates your sacred heart. See it, sense it or feel it. As your heart expands with love and compassion, you are safe. And with each breath, this diamond light organically expands in all directions. In front, behind, to your left and right, as well as below, above and below. And you witness this expansion without thought or effort. This diamond orb of light grows until it's at least 2 feet above and 2 feet below you, so that you are suspended in a ball of this pure high frequency energy, which provides you with energetic protection. You are safe and fully protected. Taking in now a deep breath. And let go. Guiding your attention now to 12 inches below your feet. And connecting with your earth star chakra, or super root as it's also known. And this is the place of grounding for your entire energy systems, and it anchors your soul into your human body. Two beams of light now extend from your earth star chakra, and they ascend into your body, one entering through the sole of your left foot and the other through the sole of your right. And they move up each respective leg until they unite at your base chakra at the base of your spine. And this now becomes fully activated to the frequency of diamond light. See it, sense it, feel it. A single beam of diamond light now ascends at the centre of your body from your base, activating and aligning your chakra systems. So moving from the base to your sacral, just below your navel. From here to your solar plexus, just below your breastbone. To your heart in the centre of your chest. To your throat. To your third eye in the centre of your brow. And to the crown at the top of your head, where it then physically leaves the body and connects to your soul star chakra 6 inches above your head. And this is the seat of your soul and transcends ego thinking. And from here, the pure diamond light continues to ascend through the 5 layers of the atmosphere into the cosmos, where it connects to 100% pure source energy. An unlimited and abundant supply of pure energy which helps you to maintain physical health and psychological well-being. And now that you have consciously connected to this source of energy, it automatically flows to you down the beam of light. It flows through you, through your energy systems and centres, and down to your earth star chakra, where it is purified and then returned to source through your energy channels. And this conscious process keeps you in energetic alignment and flow, nourishing and empowering you from the inside out. And so from this place of connection, I invite you now to give yourself permission to be fully present in your mind, body and soul. And you can do this by simply repeating after me. My name is, I call myself fully present. And again, my name is, I call myself fully present. And final time, my name is, I call myself fully present. I'm witnessing now the subtle changes within you as you become fully present in mind, body and soul. From this place of presence, we're going to move on to the empowerment exercise. First, I'd like to remind you of the measuring system you'll be using, as you'll be rating each statement between 0 and 10, 0 being low and 10 being high. After I read out each statement, you'll intuitively note the first number which comes to mind in your Day 5 guidebook. If you feel the statement doesn't relate to you, then you'll give it a low score. However, if you believe that the statement is in alignment with how you feel, then you will score it a high. Your intuitive response is key here. The first number which comes to mind will be that of the soulful self, whereas any amendments will be coming from the shadow, the ego, or the inner critic. We want your inner champion to help you complete this exercise, so we're going to call her forward now. So, saying out loud or in your mind after me, I call forth the inner critic within me to assist in completing my selfie scale. Keeping your eyes closed now and maintaining that connection to mind, body and soul, we're going to begin with self-security. I feel secure in who I am. Taking a deep breath in and relax. Closing your eyes again, reconnecting, being fully present in mind, body and soul. As we move on to self-worth. I know my worth and that I am enough. Intuitively writing down the first number which comes to mind. Closing your eyes, taking a deep breath in, and relax. With eyes closed, being fully present in mind, body and soul, we'll move now on to self-confidence. I am confident being myself at all times. Writing down your intuitive response. Closing your eyes again, taking a deep breath in and relax. As we move on to self-love. I love and approve of myself. Writing down in the guidebook your soulful response. Closing your eyes. taking a deep breath in and relax. Staying connected to your inner champion, being present in mind, body and soul as we move on to self-expression. I authentically express my thoughts and feelings. Writing down in your guidebook your intuitive response, closing your eyes, taking a deep breath in, and relax. And finally, self-belief. I wholeheartedly believe in myself and my abilities. Making a note in your guidebook. And then putting the selfie scale of your inner critic next to that of your inner champion. Comparing both selfie scales, the one from day one and the one from today. And as you look at both tables, I invite you now to put your hands on your heart. Connecting to the energy of appreciation. Raising your awareness around cultivating an attitude of gratitude by allowing yourself to be grateful for the transformations that you see before you. Remembering to celebrate the transformations that you have created for yourself this week through your dedication, committing time to self-care, and for the energy that you've put into completing the exercises and reading the material. So it doesn't matter how big or small that transformation may have been. The fact that change has happened is something to be celebrated. So just allow yourself to have that moment of self-celebration, self-acknowledgement, self-praise. Feel that in your heart. And maybe there's information even in that part of the practice for you. Is it easy for you to self-celebrate? Or does it feel alien? Do you embrace self-appreciation or are you resisting on some level? Recognising as you compare those two selfie scales, is it your inner champion that's most present within you? Or is your critic beginning to have a voice? Be mindful that your inner critic may try to sabotage your achievements of the past 5 days with self-talk such as, I should have made greater improvements or scored higher. Remember that she likes the familiarity of your comfort zone, so she'll be fearful that you have stepped into your adventure zone, which for her is an unknown territory. So like you do, would do with a friend, just reassure her that she's safe, if this is what's happening for you right now. Reassure her that you see her, hear her, acknowledge her needs, and that you'd like the two of you together to confidently move forward into a happier, more fulfilling life. And allow your inner champion to come forward, to be more present within you. your inner champion to be with you in mind, body and soul, so that you can connect to her solution focused and optimistic mindset. Feel her fully present within you physically, mentally, emotionally and soulfully. And give yourself permission to confidently and genuinely self-celebrate, to be grateful, to acknowledge, to praise for the learning and knowledge that you've gained this week, as well as for the healing of your inner critic and the empowerment of your inner champion. Allow this positivity now to raise your energetic vibrational rate so that you can shine as the extraordinary woman that you are. And I'd like to personally thank you for completing this exercise and for participating in this challenge. Well done. Congratulations. And please remember that you will continue to process the positive effects of this challenge over the coming days, weeks and months ahead. So please continue to utilise the safe sanctuary of the private Facebook group to share your experiences or reach out for support or share your celebrations. With soulful love and blessings. Bye for now.